Okay, today's daf is Shabbat daf Tzadi Aleph. We are at the bottom of Tzadi Amud Bet, at the beginning of the new Perek. Hamatznia. Basically, what we said was for someone taking something out of a private domain into a public domain, there's a minimum shiur, there's a minimum required size in order for it to constitute a significant thing that you're taking out. However, if you make something significant because you store it away for some purpose, then even if it's less than the normal shiur, you're going to be chayav for taking it out because it is significant to you. Hamatznia lezera uledugma ulerefua vehotzio abashabat chayav becholshu. So, if you hid something away in order to plant it, you hid a seed away in order to plant it, even if it's less than the normal amount of seeds that you would put away, or you put something you wanted to use as an example in your store to sell to people, or you put something away for healing purposes, and then you took them out on Shabbat, because you had already put them away and consider them significant, you're going to be chayav with any amount that you put away. V'chol adam in chayav alav ela kishiuro. And everyone else is only chayav on its minimum normal size. Chazer v'ichnisu eno chayav ela kishiuro. If you took it out of storage and put it back with the rest of your storehouse, then you kind of cancel out that consideration that you had that it's significant in a small amount, and then it's back to the normal shiur. Lama lelemitne hamatznia litne hamotzi lezera. Right? Why do you have to tell me someone who stores a small seed away in order to plant it? How about you tell, and then takes it out? How about you just tell me someone who takes one seed out in order to plant? If he's taking a seed out in order to plant, then he considers that one seed significant. Uladugma alurafua. Right, or alternatively, you took something out to use as a sample or for healing purposes. Chayav becholshu, right? Teach me that you're chayav for any amount because you are using those things for any amount. Why do you have to say that you're storing them away? If you're using them for any amount, that's you're gonna be chayav. Amar Rabaya chamayaskinan kigon shehitznio v'shachach lamitznio v'ashta kamapig le'stama. Yeah, obviously, if someone's actually taking out that amount in order to use it, they consider it significant. But what we're talking about is when someone stored it away and then forgot because it's significant. He wanted to plant it, then forgot why he did it, and then is taking it out. Ma'udatema batule batala machshavato kamashmalan al da kol ha'oseh dat rishona hu oseh. Right? You may have said that since at the time you're taking it out, you don't have the explicit intention of using this for a minimum significant for a minimum use for anything practical. You don't have that intention. You don't remember why you put it away, right? So you may have thought that cancels your intention to use it for whatever purposes would make it a significant amount. So we see that it all goes on your initial intention, that if at one point you put it away in order to plant for it and now you don't remember why you put it away, still it goes by your initial intention, which is to make this size significant. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mechayev haya Rabbi Meir, af motzi chita. So Rabbi Meir would even make you mechayev for taking out a single kernel of wheat if you wanted to plant it. Pshita. Well, that's obvious. We taught that any amount you're going to be chayav for if you're going to go to plant it. This is any amount, and you're going to plant it. What's the chiddush? Yeah, you may have thought that the lashon of kol shehu. Why would you teach lashon of kol shehu? Any amount. It was just the contrasting lashon of kegugeret. The minimum size is the size of a dried fig. Kol shehu means no. Even if it is less than the size of a dried fig. So you may have assumed that kol shehu was not coming to literally say any size, but coming to bring you the smaller size of the dried fig, but still, it should need to be at least a kezayit, right? At least the minimum size that is of any significance anywhere in the Torah, right? Kamash Milan, that no, actually we're saying any amount that you deem significant and not just a smaller than normal amount, smaller than the normal shear. If you take that logic, what if your intention is, I would like to remove the contents of my entire house. That is my goal, and it is no one object is of any significance to me. The only significance is taking out the contents of my entire house. Seemingly, you would not be chayev until you took everything out because your machshava was on everything, and one thing is not significant. No, there, when you're taking out more than the minimum size, we say that your intention is going to be batel to everyone else's intention. There, you're taking out objectively significant things that are considered significant to every single person. It doesn't work in a way to make it more makil when everyone considers those things to be significant. It's just that if you have a personal consideration to make something that is not otherwise significant to significant, then you're chayev, but that doesn't work the other way. V'chol adam ein chayevin ayla kishiuro. Right, the Mishnah said that everyone else is only chayev when you take it a minimum amount. Matnitin deloki Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So let's conclude from there that our Mishnah is not according to Rabbi Shimon, like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Itanya klalam Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar kol she'eno kasher latznia ve'en matnitin kamohu ve'huch shar lazeh ve'hitznio uva'achav ratzio nitchayev zeh v'machshavoto shel lazeh. Right. So if there's anything that's not normally stored, that's really not normally stored, both in the thing that it is not normally stored, or in the amount that it is not normally stored, right? And then it became, and then you decided to store it away, and then someone else came and took it out after you stored it away, he's chayav because you deemed it significant, even though it's not objectively significant. But and if that's what Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar teaches, then he's clearly not like our Mishnah, who holds that anyone else goes by a normal shiur, even if you deemed it significant. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Hotzi Kugeret La'Achila, V'nim L'Chaleya L'Zuria, Inam L'Zuria, V'nim L'Chaleya La'Achila, Chaya. Right? Let's say you took out a size of a dried fig of food, because you wanted to eat it. And then you decided, you know, actually what I'm going to do is I'm going to plant it. Alternatively, you took it out in order to plant it, and then you decided actually what I'm going to do is eat it. You're going to be chayav, even though your intention changed. Pshita, isn't that obvious? Zil hacha ika shiura, vizil hacha ika shiura. I mean, no matter how you look at it, you have the minimum amount, right? You have the minimum amount for eating, you have the minimum amount for planting. What was the havamina that just because you changed your mind of what you wanted to do with it, that's going to change the fact that you'd be chayav. Mauditema, but ina nakira vanachim chara machshava. Because you may have thought, well, I need, even though it's the size is consistent, I need to pick it up and put it down, which constitute the iser with one intention. Meaning, I need intention behind my actions. That's something that you're going to be chayav for on Shabbat. Needs a proper intention behind your action. If you do something on Shabbat with no intention, then you're not going to be chayav. But what if I had two different intentions? Does that constitute a proper intention? I changed my intention in the middle, right? So you would have said, since I didn't have the same intention, maybe I wouldn't be chayav. V'haleika, I don't have one intention here. Kamash Malan, so this teaches that even if you have different intentions, but the Akira and the Hanacha, still it's going to be chayav. Ba'yirava hotzi chetzi guger lezuri v'tavcha v'nimlach ale ha le'achila mahu. So what if you took out half a grugeret in order to plant it, right? And then while you were bringing it there, it swelled up, meaning it got bigger, and now it is the size of a full dried fig. And then you decided, you know, actually, I'm gonna eat it. I'm not gonna plant this. So not only did your kavana change, but the actual shiur changed, where when you took it out, it wasn't actually the full shiur that it needed to be. And now that you're eating it, meaning when you took it out, it wasn't a big enough shiur in order to eat it. Right? And you didn't intend to eat it. And now that you're in the middle, it is a big enough shiur in order to eat it, and you intend to eat it. So the machshava isn't consistent, and the shiur is inconsistent. So what's the law there? Im timtze lomar hatam hu demechayav dezil hacha ika shiura vezil hacha ika shiura. Right? So if you want to say that, the reason is, you know, the reason that you're chayav is because no matter how you look at it, you have a shiur, right? If you, for planting, you had a shiur, and for eating, you have a shiur, in which case, it doesn't matter that you changed your mind. Then, hacha kevan debe'ina de'abke lohava be shiur achila lo mechayav, right? So then, in this case, when you took it out, you did not have a proper shiur for achila, then you should be pater, right? If we said that the reason why, if you took out a grugeret for planting, and as a full grugeret, and then you decided to eat it, because a grugeret is a big enough shiur both for planting and for eating, then it doesn't really matter what you decide to do with it. However, since the half grugeret that you took out is not a big enough shiur for eating, and that's what it was when you took it out, so then maybe here you shouldn't be chayav, because you can't say zil hacha, you can't say, well, either way, you have enough of a shiur. No, either way, you don't have enough of a shiur. When you took it out, you did not have enough of a shiur for achila. Or do we say that all things remain the same, you would, and you would have planted it, then you would have been chayev, right? So even though the shiur changed, if you planted it, you still would have been chayev. So maybe it doesn't matter that your kavana changed, right? All that matters is that you were carrying out something that you would have been chayev for at the time of your akira, and you're carrying out something you'd be chayev for the time of the hanacha. So if you wanted to say that had you not changed your intention, you would be chayev for zriya, even though the shiur changed from half a shiur to a full shiur, therefore you would be chayev even if it's an achila, then what would you say about the following case? Hotzi grugeret l'achila, what if you did take out a full grugeret in order to eat it, vitzamka, right, and then it became smaller, it shrunk in size, v'nim l'chalei l'zriya, and then you decided to plant it, right? What's the din there? Hacha vaday ki ishtik amachshava kamaita lo michayev. So if you never would have changed your intention, you certainly would have been chayev for the original intent, which was to plant something, or sorry, which was to eat something that was a full grugeret. Amachshava kamaita lo michayev. Right? So and still we would say that you're not chayev on the original, intent, right? Odilma batar hashta azlinen. Or do we say that we really care about what you currently care to do, umechayev, and therefore you're chayev? Okay, I feel like the cases were not perfectly clear, both in terms of understanding the case and why they're all slightly different and why they're all helping us to clarify exactly what the principle is in order to chayev you for changing your intention mid-action. So I want to go over. We said three cases, right? The first case is when you take out a full dried fig for the purpose of planting, and you then decide to eat it, right? Now, we said that perhaps because your machshava changed, or that you had a different machshava by Akira and by Hanacha, that you're going to be putter. But we ultimately concluded, no, it would seem logical that since a full dried fig is enough for eating and enough for planting, we don't care that your intention changed, because when you picked it up, it was something that it would be mechayev of you in both, and when you put it down, it was a size that would be mechayev of you in both. Therefore, we don't really care that the intention changes. What really starts to get tricky is like this, right? Is not only if your intention changes, but the size changes. Why? Because achila, if you take something out to eat, you're only going to be chayev if it is a full grugeret. I didn't mention that, right? You're only going to be chayev if it's a full grugeret, right? But if you take out for planting, like we said at the beginning of the Mishnah, you're chayev for any amount, right? So now, let's look at the second case. The second case is when you take it out, you take out a chetzi grugeret for planting, and then the grugeret gets bigger, it swells up, right? And then you decide to eat it, meaning that not only did your intention change, but also what you decided to do, meaning eat it, was the shiur to be mechayev you for eating it was big enough by the hanacha, but it wasn't big enough by the akira, meaning do we totally transform how we look at this action as having been an action designated for achila the entire time, and at the time that you picked it up, which we're now saying you're picking up for achila, even though then you intended to use it for zriya, for planting, at the time you picked it up for achila, you had an akira that was putter, because you weren't picking up enough in order to be mechayev you. You were only being in achila because it was a chetzi grugeret. Or do we say, no, at the time you picked it up, it was enough to be mechayev you for what you intended on doing, which was planting and a chetzi grugeret. At the time you put it down, it was enough to be mechayev you for what you intended on doing, which is a full grugeret and achila. Therefore, you were chayev on the akira, and you were chayev on the hanacha. Because a chetzi grugeret by akira was enough for planting, which you intended to do. A full grugeret by achila is enough for the hanacha, because that's what you intended to do, and that's going to be mechayev. In which case, what we care is what you intended to do at that time. What you were lifting up was big enough to do that thing, and therefore you're chayev on the akira, you're chayev on the hanacha. We don't care that you changed your mind, or that you would not have been chayev for the achila had it been the size, had it remained the size that it was when you picked it up. Right? That's question number two. And then the third case is even more challenging, because here we're talking about a case where when you picked it up for the purposes of achila, it was big enough to be mechayev you in achila. And then it shrunk, right? So then it shrunk, but then you decided to plant it. Why is it more challenging there? Because by the first case, you picked it up when it was big enough for planting, and even though it grew, if you just decided to go ahead and plant it, you're definitely chayev. Meaning, no matter what you choose here, planting or eating, you're going to be chayev in that case, right? Because it is big enough for both planting and eating. So no matter what you choose here, it's a full grugeret, and therefore it is big enough for to be mechayev of you in your initial intention, and it also happens to be big enough to be mechayev of you in your new intention. But why is this case different? Because if you pick up a dried fig that is big enough to be mechayev of you in achila, and then it shrinks, you now have no way of being mechayev of yourself in achila. Because the moment you put that down and it is not a full grugeret for achila, you're not chayev. In which case, if you do nothing, you're pater. The only reason you're chayev is because you changed your intention, right? So the first case we say, no matter what you choose, you're chayev. Because the shear is objectively big enough to mechayev you in eating and planting. So there you're obviously chayev. Second case, there, even though the shiur changed and what you ended up using it for, it wasn't big enough for when you picked it up, at the time you were using it, whether you chose to eat it or chose to plant it, you were vadai going to be chayev. But the third case, when it shrunk, there is no way for you to be chayev in what you initially intended to do with it, because it is too small for that purpose, right? And now, the only reason you're chayev is because you changed your intention. So maybe in that case, we'd say that you're pater, because you have no way of being chayev and what you initially intended to do with it. One last case. The imtim say lomar batar hashta azlinan umechayev. That we always look at what are you planning on doing right now, and is it sufficient to do that right now? Then you're going to be chayev, right? So how about this? Hotzi grugeret kigrugeret lachila vitzamka. Okay, last case. You took it out for achila. It was big enough for achila. At the time you put it down, it was for achila, and it was big enough for achila. However, in the middle it shrunk, and then it swelled again. Right? Yesh dichoy le'inyan Shabbat. Oh, ain't dichoy le'inyan Shabbat. Do we say that once it became, that once something went from being fit to unfit, it cannot go back to being fit? Right? That we see like by korbanot. The moment a korbanot is rendered unfit, to be brought, it can't go back to being fit to be brought. Right? So, do we say that by Shabbat? Or do we not say by Shabbat? Teku, so we kind of leave the questions unanswered. Ba'u minei Rava, Rav Nachman, Zara Kezayit Truma L'Bayit Tameh. You threw this very interesting case. You threw a Kezayit of Truma into a Tameh house. Right? And it's unclear what exactly you're accomplishing with that. Lema, Ila Inyan Shabbat Kegrugeret Ba'inan. Ila Inyan Tuma Keveitza Ochlin Ba'inan. Who cares if it's a kezayit? If it's for the purposes of hotzah on Shabbat, you need a full grugeret, or a dried fig's worth. And if it was for the purposes of making the house tameh, you need an egg's worth, right? In which case, what did you accomplish by a kezayit? Le'olam le'inyan Shabbat, uchigon de'ika pachot mekebeitza ochlin, v'hai mashlimu le'veitza. Right? my. So here's the case, right? There is one egg's worth of tameh food. We're talking about for the Isser Shabbat, first of all. We're talking about the Isser Shabbat. There is one egg's worth of tameh food in the house, minus one kezayit. Meaning you are missing one olive size from the egg's worth that is in the tameh house. By throwing an olive size food that is tameh into the house, you now have a full egg size amount to make the house tameh. And our question is, even though an olive size is not normally significant on Shabbat, here it's pretty significant because of the difference between having an egg size and not having an egg size, right? So what's the din there? Right? Do we say that because it is mitzaref for tuma, the olive size is going to be mitzaref with the other size to create a full egg size to convey the tuma, that makes the olive size, because they're mitzaref to one another, that means that we consider the olive size as significant, you're going to be chayev for Shabbat? Or do we say that no, there, it wasn't a grugeret, you can only be chayev on a grugeret? Amarle Tanitua Abu Shaul Shte Alechem Velechem Aparim Shiran Kigugeret. So let's try to bring a proof from a Mishnah, right? Because Abba Shaul says that that taking out the shtei halechem, right, the showbread, the korban shtei halechem or the lechem apanim, right, the showbread or the offering brought of two pieces of bread, you're gonna be chayev for taking out the size of a kegrugeret. You're not allowed to take out this type of food from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You're not allowed to just take it out into the Azara, right? And how much are you going to be chayav for taking it out? The size of a kugeret. Ve'amai. Lema midile inyan yotze b'chazayit l'inyan Shabbat nami b'chazayit. Right? So, why would you not be chayav for taking out the lechem apanim on Shabbat? You could say that since it's big enough in order to be mechayev you on Shabbat, explained it a little bit incorrectly. It's like this, right? You're chayev for taking the lechem apanim and the lechem and the shtei halechem out into a public domain on Shabbat, like a kugrugeret, because that's the issur of transferring, right? You can't transfer the size of a dried fig from one domain to another on Shabbat, right? Now, why would that be the case? Because you're not allowed to take that food out of the Azara, even a kezayit's worth, right? So maybe you want to say, because you'd be chayev if you took out the lechem apanim from the Azara for a kezayit's worth, that when it comes to Shabbat, because you're chayev for taking it out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, by a kezayit, so too for Shabbat, even though you normally require a grugeret, here too you're going to be chayev for a kezayit, because you're already chayev by that minimum amount, because that's a significant minimum amount, right? In which case you should also be chayev you for Shabbat. But because that is not the din, I can assume that just because something is a significant amount in order for the tuma does not mean that it's a significant amount in order to be chayev you for Shabbat. We don't look at one area of halacha that's a significant amount and then decide that it's also a significant amount for other areas of halacha. So no, it's a very different case, right? Because when you took it out of the Azara, you're already chayev. You're already chayev for taking it out of the Azara, right? So you were chayev for that action, and therefore it maintained its independent identity as the minimum shiur of a kezayit, because you're chayav on taking out the lechem apanim from the Azara before you ever violated Shabbat, right? So it needs its own shiur. It's not gonna, they're not gonna mesh into the same shiur, because you're doing it at different times. But here, where you violated the Shabbat Isser, you violated the Tuma Isser. So because the Isser is happening at the exact same time, maybe then we say that it's the same shiur. Chazer v'yichniso enu chayev ela kishiuro. Right? So if you put it back in, then you're only chayev, if you take it out, if you put it back in what you hid away, you're only chayev of what you take out. If it's sufficient shear. Pshita, isn't that obvious? Like, you cancel what you did. So no, here's what you wanted to say. We're talking about when you threw it back into your storehouse, but you know exactly what it is and where it is. So maybe because the individual thing you took out is still identified and significant. You haven't canceled your initial intention to use it for something significant because it's still kind of resting on the side. You still know exactly what it was and where it was. So what we're coming to teach you is no, the moment you put it back there, even if you could easily separate it again, you putting it back there expresses that you're not interested in it anymore. Okay, new Mishnah. Hamotzi ochlin v'natan ala iskupa. So we're talking about hotzah, where there's a little bit of a complication because there's an intermediary period between the Rosh HaYachid and the Shuvah Rabim. Right? So you took out food and you put it on this, you know, this intermediary place in between the Rosh HaRabim and Shuvah Yachid. Bein shechazer v'atzin bein shehotzi acher pater b'pnei. Whether he then picked it up from the iskupa or another person picked it up from the iskupa, either way, you're pater because you didn't do the whole malacha at the same time. Kupa shehi melea perot ve natna al iskupa chitzona afal bi sherov perot mibechutz pater ashiotzi et kol hakupa. Right. So another case. Right. If you have a basket that's filled up with fruit and you put it on the outermost threshold of your yard, such that some of it is in and some of it is out, even though most of the peirot are now resting outside your domain, you're still going to be pater until the entirety of the basket is going to be outside. Now, it's interesting. It's just interesting to note the lashon of the Mishnah, which is very significant. Afal pisha rov peirot mibechutz, right? So even though most of the fruit are outside, so here we're looking at where the fruit are, and then we say ad shemotzi et kol hakupa, and then we, until you have taken out the entirety of the basket, not the entirety of the fruit. Whereas where we look at where most of the fruit are in the first part, in the first lashon, we talk about being mechayev only when the entirety of the basket, not when all the fruit are out. It's an interesting diuk to make in the lashon of the Mishnah. Okay, Gemara. Hi iskupa mai ilay maskupa reshuta rabim pater ha kamapik reshuta yachid reshuta rabim. Right. So if you want to say this iskupa is reshuta rabim, how is he exempt? He took it out from Rishut Yachid to Rishut Rabim. You're going to be chayv. Eliz Kupa to Rishut Yachid. Bein Shechazar Vehotzian, Bein Shehotzian Acher, Pater. Ha, Kamapik, Rishut Yachid to Rishut Rabim. But if you want to say that it was Rishut Yachid, this Iskupa, then if you picked it up from there and put it in the Rishut Rabim, or someone else did, either way, you should both be chayv, because you took it out from Rishut Yachid to Rishut Rabim. Ela, Iskupa, Karmelit, Vehakam Ashmelon, Tama, Denachba Karmelit, Analachba Karmelit, Michayev, right? So no, the iskupa is a karmelit. It's an area that's potter. So it's an intermediary area that doesn't constitute a reshuta rabim deoraita, but not a reshuta yachid. On a derabanan level, we treat it like it's an iser area. And if that's the case, and that should be obvious, no, what am I coming to teach you that it has to be set down in order to be michayev? We're saying davka you put in order to be potter, right? So So what we're saying is you have to put it down in order to be pater, right? I mean, it has to be a complete replacement where I picked it up in Rishut Yachid and put it down in a Karmelit, and I picked it up in a Karmelit and put it down in Rishut Rabim. However, if I just walk through, just walking through the Karmelit is not a change enough in order to cancel out my action. There I'd still be chayev, according to this teaching. Matitin delokir ben Azai, right? And that is not like ben Azai's shita, hamotzi mechanut le paltia derech stav. Chayev uben azay poter, right? So if you took something out from public domain into a private domain into a public domain, using an intermediary domain, right? You're gonna be chayev. Ben azay says you're poter because just walking through the intermediary domain interrupted your hotza'ah, right? But what we said is that no, just walking through is not enough because we wanted to teach you by saying you picked it up and put it down, picked it up and put it down, that you davka have to put it down in order to kind of restart your action in order to interfere with your hotza'ah. But ben azay says just walking through interferes with your hotza'ah and it's enough to be butter. Kupa shehi milea. That was only taught when it comes to meaning where rove of the fruit are out, but some are still in. It's only talking about where you have big fruits, right? That can be half in and half out. Right? But if it has mustard seeds in it and individual seeds are going to be entirely out of the domain, then you're going to be chayav, right? Because then you transferred those individual seeds from a private domain into a public domain, as opposed to a gourd or a cucumber, which you did not transfer the whole thing because it's only half in, half out. But no one thing is completely out. So it's clear the Chizkiyah holds that the basket does not make it all into one thing. That we look at the individual mustard seeds within the basket, that they're completely out. We don't just say this is a basket of mustard seeds that's half in and half out. For Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Afilu Melea Chardal Pater. And Rabbi Yochanan says Afilu, that even if it's full of mustard seeds and they're entire seeds that are outside of the domain, it's still going to be potter. Amagasavar, ege klishme ege, because he believes that once something is in a basket, it just constitutes one basket of seeds. Amar bizera, matnitin de lo kechizkia deika velo ke rabbi Yochanan deika. Well, I can prove from our Mishnah that it's not exactly like Rabbi Chizkiya, not exactly like Chizkiya's Shita, and also not exactly like Rabbi Yochanan's Shita, right? And kind of reject them from different parts of the Mishnah. Ki Chizkiya lo daika nikatani ad shiyotzi et kol hakupa. Tama de chol hakupa ha kol haperot pater. So I can say that it's not exactly like Chizkiya, because what we said is you're not chayev until all of the fruit are out, right? So the reason that you're not chayiv until the entirety of the basket is out. You're not chayiv until the entirety of the basket is out. So the reason you're not chayiv is because the entire basket is out. However, if all of the fruit were out, still seemingly according to the Mishnah, you'd be putter. But that is a problem for Chizkiya's Shita, because Chizkiya is just looking at whether the entirety of a fruit is out. Meaning the mustard seeds, the entirety of the fruit is out, the produce is out, and therefore it's going to be chayiv, right? And according to, whereas with the gourds, not the entirety of the fruit is out, and therefore you're going to be potter. But here, from the fact that the Mishnah says you're only chayiv once you take out the entire basket, that seems to imply that even if you took out all of the fruit, but the basket was still partially in the Rishuta Yachin, you're not going to be chayiv. That's a problem for his Shita, because he seems to look at just where the fruit are. And if the entirety of the fruit are outside, then you're going to be chayev. But here, it's not about the fruit, according to the Mishnah. It's about where the basket is. And even if the entirety of the fruit is out, but the basket is still partially in, you're going to be potter. Alma kasavar eged kli shmei eged, right? Which seems to the Mishnah, it seems to imply that the basket makes it one basket of fruit, and you're going to be chayev until the entire basket is out. Kirabi Yochanan lo daika digatani afal pishe rov perot bechutz tamad rov perot hakola perot afal gav de agida kupa megavai, right? Chayev, right? And Rabbi Yochanan, it's not exact either, because it says that the reason you are potter is because most of the fruit are out, but not all the fruit are out. However, according to the Mishnah's Lashon, if all of the fruit were out, seemingly it would be chayev, even though all the basket was not out. So if all the fruit were out, you'd be chayev, even though the basket wasn't out. Alma kasavar eged kli lo shmei eged. That makes it sound like we don't see it as a basket of fruit. We see the fruit as individual, and we just need all the fruit to be out, right? Ve'ela kasha. Well, okay, that's not a difficulty on Chizkiya and a difficulty on Rabbi Yochanan. It's a difficulty on our Mishnah that seems to be saying two different things. Chizkiya mitaretz l'tamei Rabbi Yochanan. No, so Chizkiya has a way of resolving the kasha in the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yochanan has a way of resolving the kasha in the Mishnah, right? That makes their shitas make sense, and the Mishnah makes sense. Chizkiya mitaret tatame ad shiyotzi kol hakupa b'med dvarim amurim b'kupa melea kishuin v'diluin aval melea chardal nasa k'mi shiyotzi et kol hakupa v'chayev. Yeah, inachinami, the Mishnah used two different shonot, right? Most as opposed to all the fruit, or most as opposed to all the basket. Why does it use two different lashonot? Because it's talking about two different things, right? When it's talking about until you took out the entire kupa, we're talking about a case where they were filled with cucumbers and gourds, in which case, taking out all of the fruit means you're taking out all the basket. Right? Virtually speaking, because in order to remove the entirety of the fruit, if a single fruit goes the length of the basket, then you have to take out the entire basket to take out the entire fruit, so one is tantamount to the other. However, if it's filled with mustard seeds, then the moment that it is rove, we treat it like you took it out most of the, of the kupa. Right, because it is filled with things that are significant in and of themselves, right, and that explains the difference of the lashonot, right? When it's talking about taking out the entirety of the basket, we require to take out the entirety of the basket when the fruit stretches the length of the basket. However, when it says most of the fruit, we care. It's when the fruit are individually contained, and we ask one, and we say once the fruit are out, then you're gonna be chayev once most of them are out because they're individual entities. Rabbi Yochanan mitaretz tamei afal pi sherov perot b'chut. Right, and then Rabbi Yochanan answers in his own way, and he says that it is true that you're putter if most of the fruit are out, but it is also true that you're putter if all of the fruit are out and the basket is in. Meaning, just because we said that you're putter when most of the fruit are out and the basket is still in, that does not mean that you're chayev when all the fruit are out and the basket is still in. You are both putter when most of the fruit are out and the basket is in, as you are putter when all the fruit are out and the basket is still in, and you're only chayev when the basket is out as well. We can challenge Chizkiyah's shita. Hamotzi kubat harochlin v'natna la iskupa chitzona. Alpha pi sherov mi minin b'chutz pater ad sheyotzit kol hakupa. If you took out a box of a peddler, right? Someone who walks around and sells things in a box, right? So you put it on the outermost threshold, even though most of the box is on the outside, you're only chayav when the entire box is going to be outside. Right? So are we not talking about where a normal peddler's, box that he has different bundles of small things, in which case you have individual things that are entirely outside of the domain, and similarly you should be chayav. Amar loch chizkiach maeskinan beurnase. No, because we're not talking about small bundles of things that are filling up his basket such that they're individual things that were fully taken out. Rather, we're talking about long stems of things that stem the length of the basket, and the entirety of the stem was not yet taken out. It's not a problem for Chizkiyah. Mati Rabivi Bar Abaye Hagonev Kis B'Shabbat Chayev. Right? So another a challenge for Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan's view. Someone who takes out, someone who steals a coin purse on Shabbat, is going to be chayev for Gneva. He's got to pay it back, right? But why would he be chayev for Gneva? Generally, we say, kimle min rab mine, if he's chayev for Shabbat, which is a much, much harsher punishment, we're not going to also make him pay back for the Gneva, right? Because if you do two averot, and one of them you're chayev, one of them you're chayev mita for, then we're not going to be mechayev you on a monetary payment, right? So if you incur both a death sentence and a monetary payment at the same time, we don't add insult to injury. We give you the death sentence, but we don't make you pay the monetary payment. It's called kimle bin rabine, right? So why is it that you'd be chayev? Why is it that you would be chayev for taking out the for stealing a purse on Shabbat if the Isser, meaning it makes sense if you first violated the Isser Gneva, and only afterward you violated the Isser Shabbat, okay, they came at different times. You're already chayev in the Gneva by the time you were chayev in Shabbat. In which case, okay, I understand why you're chayev for Gneva. Kodem shekvar nitchayev b'Gneva, kodem sheyavo l'day Isser Shabbat. Ha megar v'yotze pater, right? And that would seem to imply, however, that if you drag it out, right? Meaning, if you drag it out, so you don't fully take possession of this object until you've taken it out of the domain. Again, in order to steal something, you have to take it into your possession, right? But you have not lifted it up. You haven't taken it into possession. You just dragged it, and then when you picked it up, it was to pick it up outside the domain of Shabbat, and you essentially became chayav in the Gneva, at the same time you became chayav in Shabbat. That would imply that you are pater. Shara Isser Gneva v'Isser Shabbat b'ayin kechad. Because you're over on the Isser of Gneva and the Isser of Shabbat at the same exact time. But if you want to say for the purposes of Shabbat, the thing that's holding the kli together, meaning the wallet or the coin purse that's holding the kli together, makes it like one big coin purse, so that you're only chayav for Shabbat when the entirety of the coin purse leaves the private domain, then you seemingly were mechayev in Gneva before Shabbat. So why would that be pater? Meaning the moment you had a single coin in your possession, you're chayev for Gneva. But at the time you had a coin in your possession, outside of the Rishut HaYachid, you had not had the entire purse, in which case it wasn't going to be chayev on Shabbat until the entire purse was out. And so according to Rabbi Yochanan, if we say that the purse makes it all one thing, why are you putter for Gneva? You were chayev in Gneva first, the moment the coin went into your possession, before you were chayev in Shabbat, the moment the entire purse went into your possession. Ida abke derech piv, hachanami. So if he takes out, if you were to take it out, by way of the mouth of the purse, where all the coins are, then, yeah, you'd be right. That would seem to be a big problem. Right? But what we're talking about is when you take it out from the bottom. So because you took it out from the bottom first, so the coins only enter your possession when the mouth crosses the line, which is all where the coins are, which is at the same time that you have fully taken out the coin purse. So in that case, the entirety of the purse leaves the domain the moment the coins come into your possession. So, yeah, if you take it out mouth first, and therefore you got the coins first while the purse was still in the private domain, you'd be right. But that's not what we're talking about. V'ha'ika makom chalama. But wait a second. But there's that place on the bottom where it's sewed up, Dibai Mafka Levishakil, which you can open up and take the coins out. So you have access to them. I mean, not the coins are just sitting at the top. No, the coins are in the entirety of the bag. You just don't have access to them other than from the top. In which case, if you don't have access to them, we say, then that wasn't Geneva, because you didn't have access to them at that point. You have to pick them up in a way that you have access to them. However, if you wanted to rip open the bottom and access them, you could have. So I should be chayev the moment the bottom leaves. Benaska. Okay, so no, because what we're talking about here is we're not talking about individual coins. We're talking about silver bars that stretch the length of the entirety of the purse itself. So you only gain possession of the entirety of that silver bar when the entirety of the purse was in your possession. Okay, but no, since your average purse has these drawstrings, so then why don't you just drag the purse until you reach the mouth, and then take it out from the purse where you're leaving the drawstrings behind, so it's still in that domain. Let's say that's the case, in which case it's still partially in the private domain while you're stealing it, so you should be, so if we said that Eged Kli Shmei Eged, you should be Pater, because part of it is still, if we said that Eged Kli Shmei Eged, right, then what we should say, then we'd say that you'd be Chayev in Gneva, because you have access to the coins at the time that part of the kli was still in the Reshut HaYachid, right? But we don't say that. We say you're chayev, which is a problem. And also, the drawstrings are still on the outside. They're still in the private domain, in which case the entirety of the thing is not in your possession. In which case, if you're going to be potter for that case, it's only because eged kli lo shmei eged. The lake is shnatzi. Now we're talking about where it doesn't have drawstrings. Ibayit ema de eat le umirakhe luve. Or we're talking about a case where it does have drawstrings, but it's wrapped around the purse such that you can't leave the drawstrings in the private domain. And while you're accessing the coins in the public domain, you have to have access to the entirety thing at once. And the time you do the gneva is the time that you did the Isser Shabbat. And that's why you're going to be potter, kim limin rabinei.